Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for Living the Good Life from Beacon and Folk Ministries right here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Very glad to be with you today, bringing the Word of God. It's going to be great. Going to have a great show. Betty and Cindy, both of them from our Indiana ministry up there, are going to be joining us very quickly here. And so, wow. Hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving. And love those dear ones right before us, Truth Talk. And they're still talking about Thanksgiving, and that's what we should be talking about, and that's what we should be doing all the time, giving Him thanks, giving Him praise for all that He does in our lives every day, every single day, not just on the fourth Thursday of November should we be praising Him and thanking Him, but all of the time, because He is worthy of praise. And we have so many blessings in our lives, so much that God is doing to be thankful for. And so we are today. We're going to continue talking about Thanksgiving a little bit today. We're in a chapter. We're going to go to 2 Chronicles 20 in just a few minutes. And we're going to break down the Word a little bit. And it's a powerful chapter, one of my favorites in the whole Bible. And it speaks so much. This is actually a life-changing passage of Scripture. If you'll grab it and take it as yours, it'll change your life because it's that powerful of Scripture today. So we're really glad to be able to share the Word with you today. Is that Betty or Cindy?
That would be BLT.
BLT, how are you, girl?
I'm fine, ma'am. How are you?
Some people think that means bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm hungry.
You didn't get a chance to eat, huh?
No, not yet, but I will.
Looking forward to this show with you and Cindy. Cindy's going to be on for the first hour, and she has to go to work. So it'll just be you and me after that, BLT. But we can handle it. And bringing the Word of God. I was just talking about Thanksgiving and how exciting it is to always always give thanks, always praise His name, not just on the fourth Thursday of November. What do you say to that?
Well, I have to say amen, because God is good, and He blesses us day after day after day.
Oh, He does.
Every day.
Yes.
And it's just, He's so worthy of our praise, and you know, God inhabits the praises of His people.
Amen. Amen. So, absolutely. And, you know, it's so cool. It really is cool. It's a blessing to be able to share the Word week after week right here on this show. You've been a part of our radio team, Betty, for many years. I'm not sure how many now. Maybe you know.
No. I would say probably maybe 7 years, maybe.
It's been a long time, yeah.
It has been a while. I mean, time goes so quickly. But, you know, it just seems like that we just started it, you know?
Right.
I know it. Those things.
And we're in our 11th year on the air every Sunday afternoon at this time, 3 o'clock. So we're glad you've joined us. And seriously, grab your Bible and a notebook, because today there's going to be such meat and so much powerful Word going out. And we want you to be able to absorb it and go back and look at some of the notes you take, because, as I said a minute ago, Betty, this is a life-changing chapter, 2 Chronicles 20, one of my favorites. Actually, the chapter I've taught the first Sunday of Beacon of Hope back in 2001. So it's been one of my favorites for a long time. There's so many answers to prayer going on all around us. God is moving in mighty ways. Betty, what's going on in your life?
Well, I just, you know, I praise God every day that I still have breath in my lungs and my heart's still beating.
Ah, yes, especially after your open heart surgery of 3 years ago.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, Megan has gotten a job. You know, we've been praying for that. So it's just not material things like jobs and so forth that we need to praise God for. It's just the little things in our life, grandkids, horses.
All of that.
Sometimes I think we might take them for granted, but you know, in the short time, because all of our kids and now my child lives distances away, you cherish that time together.
Yes, you do.
So much.
You do. And I just spent the week in Indiana. Didn't get to see you, and I am very sorry about that. It just didn't work out for us, but next time it will, I'm sure. But had a great time with my kids, two of my three, and many of my grandkids, not all, but many, and put a lot of pictures on Facebook. I'm sure you noticed them, right?
Oh, yeah, but you know what? I love seeing happy families.
Right.
I love to see the smiles. I love to see the love, and those times are to be cherished. And I know young people, they probably are just thinking, oh, all it is turkey and watching grandpa sleep. But it's more than that. It's memories. It's memories
exactly.
That you will cherish
yes.
most of your life. And,
yes, absolutely.
I do. I cherish our time, our short, you know, even though the periods are short together, if you take the time to just breathe in and enjoy your time together, because, you know, we don't know, tomorrow's not promised.
That's right.
So that's why we have to live today.
Exactly.
As best possible, as the way the Lord directs us.
And we are determined today to have an amazing show, because God is moving in our lives. God is moving, hopefully, in your life. And the goal of this show is to help you draw closer to God and to have some fresh revelation of what He wants to do in your life and what He is doing in your life, so that you can begin to really praise Him and thank Him, because He is working in you. And as the word comes forth today, we are believing that you will receive a fresh revelation from Him, and that your life will be forever changed from this moment on. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts. You are worthy to be praised, and we love to gather together on this radio station every Sunday and declare your praises, declare how great you are, declare what you are doing, and declare that you are our Almighty God, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We ask, Lord, that you touch lives through this show today, and when it's heard over and over again around the globe. We give you glory and praise before we ever hear of anybody being blessed by this. We know they will be, and we give it to you. And thank you for your anointing on it right now in the precious name of Jesus. Because the word is so powerful, amen and amen. We're going to start today with Word of God Speak by Big Daddy Wee.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, I hear your voice. And Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, and be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay. Would you pour down?
Song, Betty. Word of God, speak. That is our desire. And we ask you today, Lord, to speak through your precious word as we open it to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. There is so much here, Betty. And I will tell you that I started teaching 2 Chronicles 20 last Sunday morning. We didn't get very far in it, and I said, well, I'll continue and finish it up today. Guess what? We still didn't get very far. We got a little ways, and the power of God fell. Almighty God fell on our service this morning. It was, I'll tell you about it later, Betty, but it was a mighty, mighty move of God, and praise God. We know he is in this passage of Scripture, and he wants to teach us a lot of things. So if you have your Bible, I'm going to the Message Bible. Some of you may have other translations. That's fine. If you don't have your Bible, you're driving down the road, that's okay, too. You can just listen. 2 Chronicles 20. A very bad thing had happened. Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel had some enemies decide to team up and come against them. In 2 Chronicles 20, we find that it was a major situation. Betty, have we ever had those kind of, not maybe this precise one where there's three teams of people or three armies coming at you, but sometimes it feels like three armies are coming at us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, because it seems like that, you know, you just turn a corner and something else transpires, and you get just a little farther and something else comes up. So it seems like that, you know, there is a force at work to try to distract us and keep us from what we should be doing. But you know what? The force that leads us and guides us is stronger.
Oh, absolutely.
Mightier.
Because the force is the enemy through people, through circumstances, through just conditions that happen, maybe losing a job, losing a marriage, a relationship. There's all kinds of things that happen in our lives on, you know, a regular basis. And there's so many times that we just look at our lives and we go, whoa, this is really bad. This is really going to take me down. And this is the situation as we open 2 Chronicles 20, where, I mean, it's looking very, very bad. And now we've got Cindy on the line too. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm great. Getting ready to go to work.
Yes, yes. Well, but you know what? You're one of these people that's had a lot of things happen to you in the last couple years. And here you've got a new job. You got a place to live. God is moving in your life, is he not?
He moves, and sometimes not when we think he should or in the way we think he's going to. But, you know, in the end, it all comes together. And I've been blessed so much in the last couple years. Yes.
And, you know, when we get to that point, we're not sure what to do, like happens in so many of our lives, that it seems like when one bad thing happens, another bad thing happens, and then there's another situation, and then this one walks away from you, or that one walks away from you, or you don't have any money or no job or whatever the case may be. It's easy to get discouraged, isn't it, Cindy? It's easy to let your faith slip at these times, don't you think?
It's very easy, and you know what makes it even harder is people, they take jabs at you, or they tell you
really?
Something. They tell you something that brings up something painful from your past.
Or right, sure.
The devil allows them to throw a jab at you that's going to hurt, that's going to hit you right where it hurts.
Right, sure.
And, you know, sometimes it brings you to tears. It brings you to your knees and ask God why. Why aren't you moving in this? Or a lot of times it's like he's not moving fast enough for me. You know, what I think need to happen when I'm under pressure, I got, you know, this has got to come together. Like
right,
now I'm
right.
under a time pressure. But he always comes through. He knows his timing and he's on time, you know, not when we think he should be, but hey, he's got it all together more than we do.
But you know, even like in this situation in 2 Chronicles 20, where we are today, it can look so bad. Would you both agree that sometime life, like you just said, Cindy, it seems like everything's piling up at once and the timing is critical and you're not seeing God move in your life and you don't understand what you've done to cause God not to be moving. And honestly, there are times that our faith can waver a little bit and we can say, wait a minute, whoa, what did I do to cause this? God, where are you? What's going on? You've had those feelings, Cindy. I know I have. Betty, I know you have.
Oh, yes. I said, you know, you feel like your world has just been torn apart. Everything is just shaken up. And you think, you know, when is this ever going to end? But the good thing about this is that when you stop what you said, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
And once we get into the scriptures, we're going to see what Jehoshaphat did.
Right.
He prayed.
He prayed. And so often we bellyache. You don't see that here. So we're going to start 2 Chronicles 20. And all of these forces decided to unite at once to come against Jehoshaphat. And his intelligence report reported they were a huge force on its way from beyond the Dead Sea to fight them. And they said, there's no time to waste. They're already at this certain place. And in other words, they were close by, you know? And so it's one thing to think, well, maybe a certain situation will get worse or whatever. But when it all comes together at once and comes at you, it's almost overwhelming, Cindy. You know what I mean, right, girl?
I do. And that's just finances. Like in my situation, finances, vehicle problems, I got to move, you know, everything's at once. How in the world am I going to make this happen? And then in the natural, I know that I can't do it.
I prayed,
and even in my situation, I prayed ahead of time, I prayed, and God still wasn't doing what I thought he should be doing. I got turned down, you know, in these situations, and you know, he had a plan all along, and what's crazy is he already knew where he was sending me and what was going to happen, but I was out there spinning my wheels, you know, trying this and trying that and opening this door and opening that door, but you know what? He closed every door that wasn't his plan, in his plan, and, you know, when I sit back, it's like, wow, you know, why didn't he just show me this in the beginning? Why'd I have to go through all this?
Absolutely.
But, you know, that's the way he works. So he lets us.
But during that process, we are given an opportunity to either trust him or to give up in despair and get a rotten attitude and negativity. We have the opportunity to rise above and overcome And, you know, like Paul said, I've been in all kinds of trouble. I've been, you know, he even said that there were times he spent time in the water, treading water, you know, hours treading water after a shipwreck and things. I mean, so many times in our life, we feel like we're just treading water. We're just barely got our head above the water line, you know. Talk to us, Betty, and then we're going to get to 2 Chronicles 20.
Well, you've got to remember, our lifeguard walked on water.
Our lifeguard? Oh, that's good. I like that.
Lifeguard walks on water. And the enemy is out to seek, kill, and destroy. And once we reach that pit,
right,
that's when, you know, the Lord said he would never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right. Amen.
He's been with Cindy this whole time. He's been with you. He's been with me. He's been with our listeners. And sometimes we are just so caught up in our own situation that we forget, you know, even though we might not get what we think we need or want, God is saying, trust me.
Exactly.
Believe
what he's saying.
In me. And yep. Watch me work. But we almost tie his hands when we're off doing our own thing,
right,
and
yeah,
trying to get things accomplished in our timing. And God's going, stop. Listen to the still small voice.
Amen.
Trying to talk to you.
Amen.
And explain to you that through all of this, through the fire, that we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through it together, because it builds perseverance.
It does.
It builds strength. It makes us go face down and say, okay, God,
it makes us go face down.
Am, total
Ooh,
surrender.
I love it. It makes us go face down. In other words, we come to God and we bow before him and we lay in his presence face down. And we are just looking to him because we don't have the answer and we can't make it happen. And that's what Jehoshaphat did in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3. Shaken, yes, because he's human. Shaken, Jehoshaphat prayed. Love that in the Message Bible, the way they put it. Shaken, Jehoshaphat prayed. He went to God for help and ordered a nationwide fast. And that's a whole nother subject about fasting. But that's when you are so concentrated on the event and the prayer needed, and you're denying yourself physically food sometimes in order to really concentrate. And they concentrated. The country of Judah united in seeking God's help. They came from all over the cities of Judah to pray to God. You know, it's rare in life when we find people that really can unite with us in prayer. People that can really be a prayer partner. People that can really get it, what's going on, and really intercede and pray. And guys, that's what happened here. Jehoshaphat took a position before the assembled people of Judah in front of the new courtyard, and he said, oh, God of our ancestors, are you not God in heaven above and ruler of all the kingdoms below? You hold all the power and might in your hands, and no one stands a chance against you. Didn't you make the natives of the land leave you? And he goes into all this stuff about how great God is. So point number one is, when bad news comes, because it will, bad events happen in our lives, you're human, things are going to happen, then it's so important that you pull aside. And even though you might be shaken, you take time to pray and talk to God about his greatness. It increases your faith. Talk to us about that, Cindy. It builds your faith when you pull aside and begin to tell God how great he is. Talk to us.
Well, that, and you, you know, in my case, I remind him,
uh-huh,
I remind how great power is, and,
yes,
you know, it's almost pleading, like Jehoshaphat did, God, you know you have the power to make this happen, you know you have the power, I know you have the power to change this situation.
Right.
Time and time again, he's proved to me, he's done the impossible, he's opened doors that no man could have opened for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
You know, experiencing his supernatural ability to make the impossible happen I know this. I've experienced it. And I remind him of that, that it's like, why are you waiting, Lord? I know you have the power to do it. Why aren't you doing this?
Oh, yes.
And you can stand on that when you've experienced it in your life. And I have so many times, way too many dimensions.
Betty, would you agree with her that you just need to say, hey, God, I know you can do this? You want to talk to us about that, Betty?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things where God's word doesn't come back void.
Right.
And one of the key things is praising him and thanking him for the answer.
Right.
And it's just like with Big Daddy Weave's song, Word of God Speak.
Yes.
Will you pour down like rain? And his word is so refreshing when we get into these calamity states where we're anxiety-ridden, fear-ridden. We feel like that we're at the end of our rope. But God says, no, 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 no. You forget who is at the end of your rope. I am.
Yes.
I am who I say I am. I am the Almighty God. And again, when we get into that calamity state, we begin to think and we begin to forget who God is.
Yeah.
And he is a miracle working God. Mm. He is El Shaddai.
He is
the God who reigns. He is above all things that we could ever speak or imagine. And without him, some of our situations would be much, much worse.
Much worse. Believe by the Katinas. Love this song.
They followed him on dusty roads.
Well, you know what? We're going to play this one.
Wherever he would lead.
It's all right. Here comes a miracle by Ray Bolts. That's what it is. It's all right. Let's do it.
As he healed each disease, with eyes of wonder, they would watch as he would stop to pray. And when he spoke the word of faith, you could hear them say, here comes a miracle. Here comes a miracle. Still today, we follow him. We claim his word is true. And nothing is impossible
he says he'll do. And though this world may doubt us, and though they laugh and stare, someday all men will see the truth when we see him in the air. Here comes a miracle. Here comes a miracle. Can't you feel it in the air? Soon.
Praise God. Praise God. Dear one, if you need a miracle, reach out today. And let's believe God together for your situation. Here comes a miracle. That's for somebody specific out there, whoever you are. God wants to move mightily in your life. In a miraculous way, not just an everyday, ordinary way. We're talking about a miraculous way. I didn't intend to play that song right then. I was going to play it later, but there it is. It popped up, and that was operator error, my error. But anyway, it was meant to be, Betty. I believe it was, because there is somebody right now who needs to reach out and believe for their miracle. It may be many, many somebodies around this globe. Talk to us, Betty, and then we'll go to Cindy, and then we're going to talk about what happened to Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. Go ahead.
Well, I think that song speaks miracles. One of these days, we are going to meet him in the air.
Amen. Amen.
And he is a miracle. And once we believe, we trust and obey,
right?
Seek his face in all things. The miracles happen.
Yeah.
There's those sudden moments that you've talked about for so many years,
right,
are going to appear,
right.
And they're going to appear without warning.
Mm-hmm.
And because God wants to bless his children.
Yes.
Because he is our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
He is our Daddy God. And there's nothing that he wants more than for us to walk in victory. He wants us to walk in favor. And he wants us to have the desires of our heart. And even though sometimes we may not see it in our time, those miracles happen all the time. I mean, we don't, you know, I think there's times when, you know, we could be in more dire straits than what we are right now if it hadn't been for the Lord God Almighty.
Right.
Because he's always looking out for us.
He
always,
is.
In all things.
It just reminded me when you were saying that of the Lord's Prayer, you know, thy kingdom come, or as the original Greek teaches it, come thy kingdom, thy will be done thy will, on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, that's God's desire for us. Jesus taught us to pray that what God the Father's desires are for you, to bring heaven to earth in your life and to cause the miraculous to happen and cause your situation to change, and Jehoshaphat had a handle on that because he brought the people together in unity, and they prayed, and they believed, and I'm in about verse 8 or 9 of 2 Chronicles 20, and he said this: when the worst happens, whether war or flood or disease or famine, and we take our place before this temple, we know you are personally present in this place, and we pray out our pain and our trouble. We know that you will listen and give victory when the worst happens. We know this. We just need to be reminded of this, Cindy, because when the worst happens, whether war or flood or disease or famine, we take our place before this temple. We know you are personally present in this place, and we pray out our pain and trouble. We know you're going to listen and give victory. Talk to us, Cindy. That's what God wants us to do. Take our place. We know he's right there, and he's going to give victory. Talk to us, Cindy.
You know, one thing I've learned about miracles that we pray for is Some are sudden, but some are not. I have seen God answer prayer that I've prayed years later that I thought would never happen.
Yes.
And lo and behold, it's coming to pass, and I have to consider that a miracle, because it's some things that you just think is never gonna happen. It's never gonna change. And God is working on that behind the scenes.
I agree.
And we have no idea when it's going to happen, but then when it does, all unfolds. And I have to sit back and say, wow, that's a miracle.
It's exactly right. And I agree with you, Cindy. So often our timing is not God's timing, right?
That's right. Seldom is it.
Seldom is. Right?
I've experienced just the hand of God in the moment, like protection. You look back, you're a near accident or something, and go, wow, that was a miracle that I made it through that. Or that is a miracle that I am still standing here to tell you about this.
Right.
So many times his hand, his supernatural power, he's capable of anything. And those miracles are not too much to ask for. Whatever it is on your heart that you need, he will give it to you with the prayer and the faith that it's going to take place. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
That prayer chain, the ministry's prayer, the people that pray and intercede for these needs, I can't stress enough to the listeners that whatever your need is, send in those prayer requests.
Amen.
There has never been a time that I didn't ask the prayer team to pray that God hasn't come through. It's almost like it's a lifeline. It's like,
it is.
Okay, I'm going to throw this lifeline out there to the prayer and to intercede to the Lord for this need, because I know that it works.
Yes.
So I just wanted to throw that out there to the listeners.
Yes, we want our listeners to just call in or write in, really, email prayers@bohmglobal.com, any prayer requests, because we have a powerful prayer team. And Jehoshaphat, I'm glad you brought that up, Cindy, because Jehoshaphat knows that you have to pray out your pain and trouble. You have to declare, God, here's what's going on. You really... So often I've heard people say, well, you don't need to pray. God knows your needs. Okay. Yeah, he does know your needs, but he also tells us to pray. It's something that helps us realize that God is hearing us. Talk to us about that, Betty. We need to pray out our pain and trouble, and we know you will listen and give victory. Love it. It's at the end of verse 9 in 2 Chronicles 20. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, I believe that all things are possible for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there is a part of us that, I don't know, there's kind of a tug of war. I've seen it in the spirit realm. There's a tug of war going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's between Beelzebub, the devil,
right,
and the Lord God Almighty. And once we start praying, once we start talking to our Father, just like I'm talking to you, Cindy, and Pastor Marcia right now, that's how simple it is, and we make it so difficult. We take our needs before the Lord, and the Bible tells us to come boldly before the throne.
Yes.
And that means of saying, you know, Lord God, you know my needs. You know my needs before I even ask. You know the numbers of hairs on my head. I mean, that's how much the Lord knows about you, my friend. And it takes just talking, you know, and I call it knee mail. It's just getting down and talking to God and saying, you know, Lord, you know, I've got this issue going on. Well, I'll just use myself for example. I've got an issue going on with one of my animals. And you say, well, Betty, that is so trivial. Well, it might be trivial to you, but it's not to God.
Exactly.
And at this time, I'll say, Lord, you know what's going on with him.
I don't, but I will tell you in the last 2 months that, you know, I thought I was losing him. And in the last 2 months, his blood work has gotten better.
Yeah.
And he was, I mean, that's just, that's helped the little things like that, which are big things to me, seem intricate to other people or doesn't seem important, but they are to God. All of your needs are important to God.
Amen.
And that's why he gives us an intercessor for us.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He gives us someone who we can talk to and who understands.
Amen. Amen. So Jehoshaphat encourages them in verse 9 of 2 Chronicles 20, pray out your pain and trouble because you know he will listen and give victory. And then we see Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. All three of these armies had come up against Israel. Let's move on down to about the end of verse 12. And Jehoshaphat declares this, oh, dear God, won't you take care of them? Won't you take care of them? We're helpless before this Vandal horde ready to attack us. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. That last sentence of verse 12 is a game changer. It is so important. Write it down somewhere. And this is how the Message Bible translates that last sentence of verse 12 of 2 Chronicles 20. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. You know, it's okay to admit that you don't know what to do in a situation. Some people have a hard time admitting that. Talk to us, Cindy. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. Talk to us.
It's rare that I think people get to that point. We think we know everything, you know?
Oh, that's a good point. So it's hard for humans to admit that, right?
It's hard for us to admit to others and to ourselves that we don't know what to do. We seem to have it all figured out. You know, we run around doing, you know, making these decisions. And it took me a lot of years to learn that. That wastes a lot of energy and a lot of time. If you realize from the beginning of a situation, I really don't know what to do.
I love
and
it.
Give it to the Lord.
Give it to God. Yes.
Give it to God. You know, faith takes a lot of time to grow. These things, these changes come with time as we grow in God. And I've learned, just give it to God from the beginning.
Amen.
Tell him, I don't know what to do.
Right.
But, I mean, I can relate to the situation in the scripture where we've exhausted everything that we know to do.
Right.
We have tried everything, and we're just down on our face now.
Yes.
Giving it to God.
Face down.
I don't know what to do, God. It's all up to you now.
Amen. Face down. That's what God's saying today. When we get, you know, those old lyrics to Praise the Lord, used to be the Imperials and other people have sung it. When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, I just keep going over these lyrics this week, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes. What's the rest of it? And you feel the
need to submit to earthly fears.
Right. Don't let this faith you're standing in seem
standing
to disappear.
Standing in seems to disappear.
And then praise the Lord. And, I mean, this is Thanksgiving Sunday, just like last Sunday was. And, guys, when we're up against a struggle that shatters all our dreams and our hopes, and we've all been there at some time in our lives, it's when you begin to praise God. It's when you begin to give thanks and realize, you know what? I don't know what to do. I'm just looking to you, God. I don't know what to do. Betty, talk to us. Love this.
Well, you know, I think we've all gotten to that place where, I mean, you're banging your head against the wall, you're pounding your fist on the floor. But once the only way I can describe it, and I get these stupid visions in my head.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
It's like dragging trash. You have a fourth of a mile to take out your trash, okay? and you're dragging it, and you think, oh, God, I can't go any farther. I'm just not able to do this. When you've got someone on the sidelines going, hey, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I've carried you. I've brought you through the valleys. I've brought you through the darkness, through the valley of the shadow of death. I have brought you through sickness. I've brought you through calamity. I've brought you through the death of a child. I've brought you through total financial destruction and ruin.
Right.
I've been right there with you. Now, and I think sometimes he'd like to smack a couple of us upside the head.
Sure.
And say, I'm here. I've never left you. I will never leave you.
Right.
Nor will I forsake you. And Jehoshaphat, I'm sure he felt this. We're helpless. Where am I going to go? God, we don't know what to do, so we're looking to you. And that's what it takes, people. It takes, and I think that was a surrender moment.
Yeah.
That was a, okay, God, I got to get rid of this. I can't carry this around any longer because it's killing me physically and spiritually. And I've got to give it to you. And once you let go of it, it's like this heaviness or this anvil lifts off of your chest, knowing, now, wait a minute. Now, Lord, I'm still here.
Right.
But why do I feel refreshed? Why do I feel lighter? And he said, because my burdens are light.
Right.
And it says in his word, people, and we've got to trust him. And I said, that is probably the word of the next 5 seconds is, we've got to trust
him. We got to trust him.
And trust him only.
Let's declare with the group Selah, You Deliver Me. Love this song. One of my favorites. You deliver me. Declare it over your situation right now. God wants to set you free from whatever's going on there.
Deep as the ocean, right as a rain, this powerful emotion lifts me up above the plain. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go, showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When the road is winding, way too long, You deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner. Since I've been washed clean, an absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven. Sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given. You
Yes, he does. He delivers us. Boy, I love that song. Because we're all at places in our lives from time to time where we feel like the road is winding way too long and we're not seeing the answer and we're not feeling it. But he always comes and sets us free in whatever way he's going to do that. Sometimes it's not in our timing. Sometimes it doesn't work the way we want it to work. But he does bring victory. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. Verse 13, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Everyone in Judah was there. Wow, you talk about agreement. This is all good. You know, by the way, there are some people in our Christian lives that we really have agreement with in the Spirit of God, and there are others that we don't. And if that's the case, so be it. Because there's some that you that get where you are, that understand where you are, you understand where they are in the things of God and in faith and in believing and confessing and declaring and praising and all of that. Then there are others who just aren't there. Okay? These people were all in agreement. And so as they are standing there attentive to God in verse 16, 14 of 2 Chronicles 20, then a prophetic word begins to come up out of a man right in the middle of the congregation. His name was Jehaziel. He was moved by the Spirit of God to speak from the midst of the congregation. And then he began to say what God had put in his heart. Prophetic words are of God usually. There are times there it can be from one's carnal self or an attitude of control or trying to tell people what to do or condemnation. If so, that's not God. A prophetic word is supposed to build you up. It's to edify. It's to exhort you, you know, to cause you just to be better. It's to encourage you, things like that. I've heard false prophecy. I bet you probably have too, where it puts people down, it's condemning, it's all that. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 14, or 1 Corinthians 14, and you can read about true prophetic word. Chapter 12, 13, and 14, 1 Corinthians. But here was the word that came out. Don't be afraid is what God said through this man, Jehaziel. Don't be afraid. Don't pay any mind to this vandal horde. This is God's war, not yours. Tomorrow you will go out after them. See, they're already on their way up the slopes. You won't have to lift a hand in this battle. Just stand firm, Judah and Jerusalem, and watch God's saving work for you take shape. Don't be afraid. Don't waver. March out boldly tomorrow. God is with you. And then Jehoshaphat knelt down. We were talking about face down. Here we go. Jehoshaphat knelt down and bowing with his face to the ground. Betty, there it is again. So when God speaks, we need to respond. And so often when God speaks powerfully, we do feel compelled to just go face down. Talk to me, Betty. Cindy had to leave and go to work. So talk to me, Betty. It's just you and me, girl.
Okay. And God. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One of the things that happened in that particular instance that you were just referring to is that sometimes when the Holy Spirit comes on you so strong,
yes,
that you can't stand. There's just a power of His presence that is so overpowering in a good way. That the only thing you can do is just face plant down, and that's it. I mean, it's happened more than once. I'm sure, to you and I both.
Oh yeah.
And to Cindy,
oh yeah.
and to many of our listeners, is that that's when God gets our attention.
Absolutely.
That's when the cares of the world seem to dwindle away.
Uh-huh.
That's the time when all of the calamity and, you know, when the Lord says, do not be afraid, do not, you know, do not fear, for I am with you. You don't have any fret or anxiety about anything. You don't even have a care. All you wanted to do is just stay in God's presence. And when we do that, we're obedient.
Absolutely. You know
what I'm saying? I mean, we want
yes.
to be obedient
yes.
to our parents and to our, you know, our siblings, you know, whoever, our family. But we're being obedient to Almighty God.
Yes, yes.
Because we're telling him that you are Almighty God. You are ever present in my life. And that, you know, Lord, I want to be a believer. I don't want to be a doubter. I mean, those are the times when you just pour out from your spirit.
Amen.
The things that that he wants to hear.
We're going to talk.
He wants to hear you say it.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about face down here in just a moment. And Cindy just texted that she started to drive, and she'll call in about 15 minutes and share a little bit more with us on her way to work. But she mentioned the prayer line. Betty, mention that, please. You got about a minute. Talk about it. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. Why would someone use that email address?
Well, it's where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. And when we join together in one accord, we join together in the spirit realm, God moves mightily. We approach the throne, like we talked about earlier, we approach the throne boldly together, speaking on the people's behalf. If they have a prayer request, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will send out a prayer request. And 45 to 50 people will be agreeing in one accord on your behalf. No matter how great, no matter how small the request is, send it in, and myself, Shell, or Pastor Jim will type up that prayer request and send it out. If you want to be a part of this mighty move of God through the prayer, send us, say, hey, please add me to your prayer chain. I would love to be a part. Send it again to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We would love to have you join this mighty move of God.
Amen.
Mighty army.
And you know, it's so interesting because this Second Chronicles, they agreed together in prayer. That's what changed the whole situation. They got into agreement. They listened to the prophetic word of God. They were on board with what God was saying. But this first step was that they focused. And they began to pray in agreement and pour out their need and pour out how great God was and is. And that'll change your life. Take some lessons from 2 Chronicles 20, because we all have those situations where things are tough. And we encourage you to use our prayer line. There's no financial obligation. We just want to help you. People use our prayer line from different places around the globe. Use it. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And watch what prayer of agreement will do in your life, because it'll change you. We also encourage you to listen to shows you've missed. You can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, www.bohm, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com, and go to the radio broadcasts, and there's hundreds of them there since we're now in our 11th year, hundreds for you to